91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. The Shafia family murder trial is about to resume in Kingston, Ontario, after a bomb threat forced an evacuation of the courthouse this morning. Kingston Police Constable Stephen Koopman was asked if the extra security at the courthouse is linked to the Shafia trial.
Justice Moranger was going to charge the jury, and this is the most high-profile case here in town that is, again, very coincidental.
A man, his wife, and son are charged with first-degree murders in the deaths of 14 sisters and the man's first wife in his polygamous marriage. A wake-up call was given by the law in Belleville. Four people were arrested and stolen property was seized at a West End residence in Belleville this morning after members of Project Alarm, Belleville Emergency Response Team, and the K-9 unit carried out search warrants. 24-year-old Terry William Teeple and 20-year-old Gage Kenneth Teeple, both of Belleville, are charged with one count of possession of property obtained by crime. Both men are also arrested on outstanding warrants for fraud, using stolen credit card, and possession of property obtained by crime. They are both being held for a bail hearing. Sterling resident Patrick French, who is 19 years old, and a 15-year-old female young offender, are each charged with possession of property obtained by crime. French will appear in court on March the 8th. The OPP have identified a man killed in a collision near Havelock. Police say 19-year-old Jason Robert Millick of Marmara was pronounced dead at the scene last night after the collision on Highway 7. His vehicle crossed the center line and was struck by a transport truck. The driver of the transport was not injured. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says his government will take steps to position Canada as a more competitive force in the global economy. Harper has told the World Economic Forum in Switzerland that Ottawa is going to transform immigration, pensions, and research and development policy. He says the needs of the Canadian workforce will drive immigration reforms, and he'll move to ensure that demands in the old age security benefit don't bankrupt the system. Officials say details on some of the initiatives will come in the spring budget. The lone survivor of a deadly plane crash in Northern Ontario says he still doesn't understand why the crash near the tiny native community of North Spirit Lake happened. Brian Shedd said one second he was reading a book, and the next second he was on the ground fighting for his life. Shedd said he did what he could to try and save his friends.
After repeated, unsuccessful attempts to unstrap the others from their seats, I went around the plane and tried to put out the fire on the wing. My efforts there were also in vain.
Four people died in the crash, while Shedd escaped with a crushed foot and facial injuries. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
In local hockey, the Belleville Bulls travel to face the Niagara Ice Dogs tonight at 7. It'll be a big night for Bulls captain Luke Judson, who will pass Mark Rancourt for 10th all-time on the Bulls games played list. The Bulls will have to hustle. The Dogs have won 8 of their last 10 games. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates will try to defend their place at the top of the Division A standings when they host the second-place Campbellford Rebels tonight. The action starts at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Centre. There are no games on the NHL schedule tonight. Teams are resting up for the 59th annual All-Star Game, taking place this Sunday at the Scotiabank Place in Ottawa. All-Star captains Daniel Alfredson and Zdeno Chara will fill out their respective rosters tonight in the NHL Fantasy Draft. In local basketball, the Albert College Panthers were in action yesterday afternoon against Greenwood College. The first half consisted of constant back-and-forth action as both teams started out slow. It wasn't until midway through the third quarter when Greenwood pulled away and went on to win the game 51-41. Albert College power forward Jupvier Atval was still very positive after the loss.
No, I think it was a great game we played overall, and we're putting in a lot of effort, and the games that we've won, we're doing a really good job in.
The Panthers will look to pick up their second win of the season on Saturday when they host the Trinity College. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies look to bounce back from their first loss in 2 weeks tonight when they visit the Los Angeles Clippers. The Grizzlies had a 7-game winning streak snapped Tuesday night with a 97-84 loss at Portland. The only other game on the NBA hardwood tonight has the Orlando Magic hosting Boston. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy, snow beginning this afternoon, and a high of plus one. Tonight, snow changing to rain this evening, and rainfall amount of 10 to 20 millimeters falling. Temperature rising to plus three by morning. And Friday, rain ending early in the afternoon, then cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Rainfall amount 5 to 10 millimeters, and temperature falling to zero in the afternoon. It's 0 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Renee Rogers, 91X News, on the air and online, at 91x.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.